Hello?
Hi, this is Michael from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area, and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, so to start, may I please have your zip code? May I
What'd you
please have your
say?
zip code?
14227?
Okay, just a moment. You said 14227?
Yes.
Okay, just a second. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yes.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
1951.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race?
Caucasian, I guess.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Twelfth grade.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
You mean the last election?
Yes, on 2020.
Who did I vote for?
Yes, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else.
Biden.
Okay, just a moment. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I definitely will vote.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
Okay.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means you have zero or no power at all, and 10 means that you have a lot of power.
No power, zero, I guess.
And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Disagree?
Yeah, I feel I should vote. Is that what you're asking me? I'm kind of a little bit confused there. Is that what you're asking me?
No, about that statement. Do you agree or
Oh,
disagree?
about feeling it's not, well, it's the electoral that really counts. The regular
Okay.
people's vote doesn't count.
So
And if it
regardless
counted,
of,
it doesn't mean anything.
okay. So do you disagree with that statement that I just read to you?
What was the statement? Read it again now.
Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
And regardless of how enthusiastic are you voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first is protecting LGBTQ rights.
It's important.
So would you say it matters a lot or matters somewhat?
It matters.
Matters a lot or somewhat?
Yes, it matters a lot.
Next, election for Congress. That means House of Representatives or the Senate. Matters or doesn't matter?
I don't know that one.
Okay, just a moment. If you had to choose, would you say matters or does not matter? At least somewhat.
For electing a congressman? It matters.
A lot or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Next, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Am I supposed to pick one, or what am I supposed to do there?
No. For that one, you need to choose if it matters or if it doesn't matter.
It matters who gets in, yes.
And matters a lot or somewhat?
It matters a lot.
And protecting abortion rights, it does matter or it doesn't matter?
Protecting abortion, yes.
Matters a lot or somewhat?
Matters a lot.
Okay, next. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say the options are nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, and no chance I will vote. So the first option is, again, protecting LGBTQ rights.
I will vote.
Okay, so nothing.
Nothing would stop me from going and voting, no. I always vote.
Okay, then election for Congress, the House of Representatives or the Senate?
That's a different one. Somewhat.
So would you say if it's convenient, I will vote? Or I doubt I will vote?
No, if it's convenient.
Okay, next. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The options are nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient I will vote, I doubt I will vote, and no chance
nothing
I will vote.
Stop me.
Okay, and protecting abortion rights.
Nothing will stop me from voting on that either.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, or someone else?
Harris. Kamala.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third-party or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
The Democratic Party.
And if you knew that protecting abortion access wasn't the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated?
More motivated by that. More motivated.
Much more.
Yeah.
And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Could you repeat that again?
Yes. How much have you heard about Prop 1? A lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Okay, here is the text of Prop 1. The amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in November adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no to this amendment?
Yes.
Based
that means
on your...
Easier, right?
I'm sorry?
That means it would be, like, not racist, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure I went the right way.
Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will, I will read a couple of options. You can tell me what options to put on. The options are this amendment will remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen voting rights protections, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, or given voting rights to immigrants?
That's a tough one.
So would you like to select one or all?
Let me make sure I'm understanding what you're asking me. You're asking me if children should be able to make their own choices, right?
Based on what you read about this amendment, do you think this amendment will remove the parents' right over the children's medical decisions? You can say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. And about strengthening voting rights protections, yes or no?
Yes.
Provide protections on the basis of gender?
And what?
Provide protections on the basis of gender?
Well, that can make no difference.
Okay, next, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities?
We should protect those things. I hope I'm answering these things right.
I mean, you can select yes or no if you think this amendment will strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Yes or no?
Yes.
And this amendment will prevent discrimination based on age? Yes or no? Based on your thoughts.
Is that the LGBTQ thing about kids making their own decisions?
Just in general, prevent discrimination based on age. Yes or no?
I don't know. That's hard for me because...
Okay, no problem. Let me just move forward.
I don't know what to answer for that one.
It's okay, it's okay. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no to this amendment?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1?
More motivated now.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, now I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one is, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. From 0 to 10?
9.
Next, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
Okay.
Next, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. From 0 to 10?
I don't like the government having total control. I don't trust the government. What's the middle?
It's 5. It can be from 0 to
10. 5.
Okay. Next, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
No, I like the different states. I like the whole world. So that's
so say strongly disagree, 0.
Strongly disagree. Thank you.
Okay. Now, everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
True. Yes.
10? Strongly agree?
Yeah, 10.
Next, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
Next, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
How old are we talking? That's a very open thing. If they're really young, no. So I don't know what your answer for that.
Would you say in the middle, 5,
Yeah, go into
Nor agree.
Yeah.
Okay, next. We need to focus on...
I don't know what.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No problem, no problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Next, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
What? Giving handouts to who?
To immigrants.
Immigrants?
Yes.
Oh, I don't agree. What's the, say that again?
Yes, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Strongly disagree.
And it is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
Who's that? Who is that?
It's just in general, it's important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
Like, who would that be?
Imagine, based on the general survey, it's referring to LGBTQ community, I think.
I agree.
Jen?
Yeah.
And here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment, an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes holes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections with our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, prohibiting discrimination based on ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive, right, healthcare, and autonomy. So
yes,
hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no to this amendment?
Yes.
And over the course of a survey, sometimes things change, and it's, if your answer did not change. But once again, let me ask you, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50, probably not, or definitely not voting?
Definitely voting.
Now, which of the following two statements you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? So, the first statement is, this amendment is trying to sneak dangers into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handled.
I wish they would say an age on that, because you wouldn't want to. 5 or 6 year old doing something, you know, because they don't know yet. They'd have to be. So I don't know the answer for that one.
That's the first statement. And the second statement is, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So would you find the first statement or the second statement more convincing?
Second statement.
Much more or somewhat more convincing?
Much more.
Okay, next I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1, 5 means it makes you think it is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is, the government is supposed to work for people. not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we're holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. In New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of discriminate against New Yorkers. So from 0 to 10?
10.
Next, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't level it up to the whims of our out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. From 0 to 10?
10.
Next, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of the same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. And it is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10?
10.
And finally, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. From 0 to 10?
10.
And thank you for your time. We're almost done. Sometimes okay. Over a course of a survey, these things change. It is okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
Yes.
And after reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go to vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices, and ballot issues more than you were at the start of this story?
Or mainly change? Well, more. I've learned some things. So more?
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
And how motivated are you? Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? Or 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
I don't think it's anybody's business. What is that? What could I put in that? I don't think it's what people are. But themselves. Is there somewhere to put that?
I can put just something else if you don't feel comfortable.
Okay. No, I don't.
Okay. Oh, just a moment. And are you currently married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married. I'm married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
I'm retired.
Employment status. Or retired. Thank you.
Retired.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know that.
Just it can be, for example, less than 24,000 or
we're
more.
At Social Security. I don't know what the hell that is. You know,
okay,
I don't
listen. Just maybe an estimate. It could be it could be less than 24,000.
My husband does all the financial stuff. I don't do that, so I really don't know that.
Not any idea between any range, not a specific amount.
I don't have any idea.
Okay. It's okay if I leave less than 24,000 a
sure.
year?
Sure,
okay.
Good.
So with yeah. that, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for your participation. I certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Goodbye.